This program does not contain any tax advice. Please consult a qualified professional if you require these services.
The following message is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice or an offer to buy or sell securities. Certain investments are subject to strict financial qualifications and sophistication requirements.
This is the Lido Financial Hour with Greg Kushner. When it comes to earning and keeping your money, the greatest lessons and advice come from the wealthy and those who advise the wealthy. For 40 years, Greg Kushner, founder and president of Lido Advisors, has worked with and advised the uber rich. Now he's here to help you keep what you've earned, grow your assets, and increase your wealth. And now, here's Greg Kushner.
Hi, AM870 listeners. This is Greg Kushner of Financial Insider Radio. I'm the CEO and founder of LA-based Lido Advisors. We manage over $4 billion for high net worth individuals and families. And today we're going to be talking about preserving and growing your wealth. Everything you need to know about protecting and investing your money. First, let me give you a little bit of background. Who's this guy on the radio that you're listening to? Well, I'm actually a CPA by training. I started my career in public accounting almost 40 years ago now. And I don't practice as a CPA any longer, although that background has certainly helped me as we built our business over the last 20 plus years. Lido Advisors is actually celebrating its 20-year anniversary this year. It's kind of amazing to me. I'm only 35 years old. That doesn't make any sense, does it? I guess the CPA part of the math just doesn't add up. The reality is the time is flying by. It really is amazing. And I changed careers in the 1980s to go into the wealth management business, and I worked for a very, very wealthy family. And in that business, it's called a family office. If you have hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars to invest, you hire a team of professionals to manage your wealth. And I was the CFO of a family office here in Beverly Hills, California. And in 1993, when I was with this family office, I formed an association of other like-minded executives who manage other very, very wealthy families. And over the years, we've developed quite a collaborative relationship where we could share ideas, perhaps even co-invest with each other. And when I founded Lido Advisors in 1999, the idea was to provide the same level of sophistication and ideas that these very, very wealthy families employ, but for families who had significant wealth, but not the hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars these families had. So if you have $1 million or more to invest, I want to talk to you, and you can call me at 800-604-LIDO. That's 800-604-5436. And as you hear today, as we talk about the investment market, we'd be happy to give you a free evaluation of your portfolio. Again, as long as you have $1 million or more to invest, give me a call. As I mentioned, when I left this family office, after building a network of these families, I started a sister firm called Lido Consulting. And to this day, Lido Consulting puts on events for these very, very wealthy families. Now, why is that important? You might be listening out there with $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million. That's a lot of money by anybody's definition. But it's not enough money to have a whole team of people on a floor in an office building managing your wealth. So the whole idea was Lido Advisors could have that same level of ideas and sophistication and help you manage your money the same way these very, very wealthy families manage theirs. As I mentioned, our firm manages over $4 billion, and our team includes other CPAs, CFA charter holders, CFPs, and JDs. And if you're interested, I'm happy to have one of our team members get involved with you. So first, I'd like to set the stage. What kind of advice are you getting currently? Are you using a stockbroker or are you using an investment advisor? And why is that important? Well, it's the financial motivation that the people that are giving you the advice are receiving. So if you're a stockbroker, you generally make money by selling you things. If you're a financial advisor at an investment advisory firm, a registered investment advisor, generally you're only getting compensated based on the fees that you're being charged. And so it's very transparent. Think of this example. If you go into your local supermarket, you're only going to buy what they have on their shelves, right? You're not going to buy anything that's not in their store. Well, maybe there's a better product or a different product, maybe a less expensive product at the supermarket down the street. But they're never going to tell you, hey, go down the street to that store. They're only going to sell you what they have. Think about it. That's a Wall Street firm. Only things that are on their shelves are things that they can sell to you. Now think about going to, in the food, I always like about talking about food, let's talk about a nutritionist. You go into the nutritionist's office and what do? They take a notepad out and they start asking a bunch of questions. What kind of food do you like? Maybe how's your cholesterol? What kind of medications? Are you a vegetarian? Et cetera, et cetera. And what do? They come up with a list of things that you should be eating, things that hopefully will make sense to, for you. Maybe the nutritionist doesn't even eat meat. Maybe they're a vegetarian themselves. They're only going to come up with a plan that is best for you. So think about the Wall Street firms. They're this large supermarket that has a bunch of things on their shelves that they're going to try to sell to you. An investment advisor, they're going to hopefully come up with a strategy that's best for you. It's a difference between a fiduciary standard, which is what the investment advisor must adhere to, versus what's a much lower standard of suitability, which is what the brokerage industry has to stand for and have to work with. So as you might imagine, I'm a little biased here, but Lido Advisors, we are an SEC registered investment advisor. That means we are a fiduciary. And that means we have to disclose any potential conflicts. That means we are putting our clients first. We need to make sure that everything is as transparent and as efficient as we can to make sure that we're buying the best strategies and putting you in the best ideas possible, much different than the Wall Street firms. The other thing I'm just completely amazed at is when prospective clients come into my office, I ask them to bring their brokerage statement if they are working with a big brokerage firm. And I'll just share with the listeners a simple example. So a prospective client came into my office. They put the brokerage statement on the table. We're in our big conference room, big TV, and it's connected to the internet. And I see the person's name, the broker, and I go, oh, okay, let me do a broker check. So for those of you who have not done this, you need to go to brokercheck.org to check out your broker or your advisor. Or you can go on the SEC's website, sec.gov. And you do a broker check and you type in the person's name. And I literally did this within about 60 seconds. And of course, I didn't know what was going to come up or what was going to pop up. And so I ran this person's name. And it was a very unusual name, very interesting first name for sure. And so it wasn't a question of getting the wrong person. And it says on this report, it's got a little button that says disciplinary action, yes or no. And this one said yes. It says click here for more details. So I did. I clicked, and what did you see? A 62-page report. 62 pages, I'm not exaggerating, of things like license suspension, lawsuits, a $5 million lawsuit, a $2 million lawsuit. It was amazing. It was the most egregious thing I'd ever seen. And of course, the client had absolutely no idea that his broker had all these red flags. Now, eventually, that person has actually now been banned by the financial industry, similar to a Bernie Madoff who's been banned as well. So if you type in Bernie Madoff's name, for example, you'll see on his broker check that he's been banned from the securities business for life. Well, obviously. There's also other places that you might want to check out. There's some firms that have a habit of hiring people with red flags on their broker reporting. And so be sure that you're dealing with somebody who's got a very clean record. It's something that I think I take a lot of pride in making sure that we have a absolutely pristine reporting with the securities industry. So I want to talk a little bit about another example about what people do wrong in this business. They do what they think is right based on their gut. And we're all humans. We're all wired the same. It's called greed and fear. And when we get too greedy, what do? We make dumb mistakes. We get too aggressive. And when we are fearful, we kind of back away and we kind of put our head in the sand. We want to get away from that pain. And so typically what I always say as an investment advisor, my job really is to try to protect our clients from themselves. Take that emotion out of the equation. If you'd like to have us help you and take a look at your portfolio for a complimentary basis, you have $1 million or more to invest, please call me personally at 800-604-LIDO. That's 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LIDO. That's L-I-D-O, Lido Advisors, or check us out on the web at LidoAdvisors.com. That's Lido, L-I-D-O, Advisors.com. This is Greg Kushner, founder and CEO of Los Angeles-based Lido Advisors. Our firm, now celebrating its 20th year anniversary of advising high net worth individuals and families, would like to offer you a complimentary analysis of your investment portfolio. Lido Advisors currently manages over $4 billion of our clients' investments, and if you have over $1 million to invest, we would like to help. We can review your portfolio and let you know if you might be taking on more risk than you think. Or perhaps you're just frustrated with the stock market and just want some professional guidance, please call and speak to me personally at 800-604-LITO. That's 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LITO. That's L-I-D-O, Lido Advisors, or check us out on the web at LidoAdvisors.com. That's Lido, L-I-D-O, Advisors.com. Welcome back. This is Greg Kushner of Financial Insider Radio. I'm the CEO and founder of LA-based Lido Advisors. We manage over $4 billion of high net worth individuals and family wealth. If you're interested in learning more, please give me a call at 800-604-LIDO. At the last segment, we were talking about risk and fear and greed. And one of the things I always like to share with my audience is situations where it sounds too good to be true. Everybody out there in the listening audience has heard that expression. If it's too good to be true, it is. And I really want to reiterate that. So I'm going to just share a little kind of a war story that I think you'll find interesting. So a number of years ago, I want to say at least about a dozen years ago now, probably even more than that, a business associate of mine gave me a call. And he said, Greg, there's this great investment idea. This gentleman, he's based actually out of Minneapolis. He's offering to pay investors about 15 to 18% on this investment. And he started to explain what it was. And it was basically, this guy was purportedly buying inventory closeouts and selling them to places like Walmart and Target and big box stores like that. And those stores generally don't pay for 90 days. They keep the float versus you. And he said they needed more money, and he's willing to pay 15%. And I said to the gentleman who brought this to me, I go, well, if he's got invoices from all these really large, well-known companies, why does he need our money and why does he need to pay 15 to 18%? Why doesn't he just go to the bank? Well, you know, the banks just don't understand, and there's all this, and it was just kind of a story that didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But I said, fine, I'll go out and check them out. So I had a trip to New York planned to do some due diligence on some hedge funds and other investments that we were looking at for our clients. And on the way back, I stopped in Minneapolis. I went to this gentleman's office. I met with him. Very charming fellow, very, very interesting. Everything he said made sense, except I kept having that one thing kind of gnawing me. Why is he paying me so high when he could just go to the bank? So I kind of left there and I came up with a word that I've made up. The word is swarmy. You know, not slimy, but just not quite right. And I just got back on the plane, flew back to Los Angeles, and I called the gentleman who introduced me and I said, you know, it's just not for me. No thanks. I'm going to pass. And I really never thought much more about it. And about 2 or 3 years ago now, I was flipping channels at home. And I don't know if for those of you familiar with the show American Greed on CNBC. And it was the beginning of the show, and they're talking about this gentleman. His name is Tom Petters. And I go, Tom Petters, I remember that name. And if you know the show American Greed, you definitely don't want your financial advisor to be the star of that show. It's all about crooks. And as it turned out, this guy that I had this kind of weird feeling about that I knew seemed a little off turned out to be just a huge perpetrator of a big Ponzi scheme. It was a multi-billion dollar scheme. And, you know, a lot of smart investors, a lot of hedge funds invested with this guy, and yet he was a crook. And so he was literally making up these invoices. You might have remembered that movie, Catch Me If You Can. Remember that scene where he puts the logos on the invoices? It was pretty much the same idea. And amazing, and if you think about it, how shocked I was, because I had not heard about the fact that this guy had gotten caught. I think it happened right around the time when Madoff was caught. I think unless you lived in Minneapolis, you probably didn't really hear a whole lot about it. But again, the story is always the same. If it's too good to be true, it is. I remember looking at Madoff for one of my family office clients back in the late 1990s. And at that time, he had about a 10-year track record that showed he made about 1% a month, month in and month out. And I said to myself, how is that even possible? And one of the things I looked at was he had a fund and he had his own broker-dealer. And what does that mean in English? Well, it meant that he was purportedly buying and selling from himself.
So think about the absurdity there. There's no check and balance. Think about, you know, I'm gonna use an example with my own watch. Greg, you know, I really like your watch. How much you want it for that watch? Oh, I don't know. How about $5,000? All right, great. It's a deal. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, I go, you know, Greg, I'm really kind of tired of this watch. I'd like to sell it, but, you know, I'd like to make a profit. I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $15,000 for it. You see how absurd that is? It's crazy. There's no check and balance. There's no third party out there saying that what is going on is true. So that was a non-starter from my perspective. And of course, I'm sure Madoff was telling people, well, I don't want the street, quote unquote, to know what he's doing. Well, yeah, obviously he didn't want anybody to know what they were doing. And so, Mike, again, I just come back to the same thing. If it's too good to be true, it is. It really is an important rule. Now, why is that important? So, for example, at Lido Advisors, you know, as I mentioned, we manage over $4 billion. We've been in business now. This is our 20-year anniversary. Why is that important to understand? Well, I call it the separation of church and state, but in this instance, it's the investment advisor, the money, and the client all should be separate. And you see what happened where that rule was broken with Madoff. He had the money and he was trading his own account. So think about it. We use a large number of large custodians, for example, like a Fidelity Investments or TD Ameritrade or Schwab, firms you've heard of. So your money isn't at Lido Advisors. Your money is at these third parties. So when you come and meet with me and we have our quarterly meetings and I give you our fancy report with all these charts and graphs, hey, I've got a nice color printer. I can make up any numbers I want, right? Wrong. No, you get a report from the third party custodian that tells you exactly what your portfolio is worth, and that should match exactly what we provide to you. In fact, it absolutely should, because the data that we generate our reports from actually come from these third party custodians. It's really an important rule to live by. If you're an investor, make sure you know where your money is and that it's protected. Don't just take the person's assumption that, oh, all is good, or the person's very trustworthy and very nice. Every fraud you've ever heard about, the person was, oh, he was so trustworthy, or he was such a nice guy. Don't fall into that trap. Make sure you remember Greg's rule of separation of church and state. Have your money and your advisor, they absolutely should be different. Again, if this is something you'd like a third party to help you look at your portfolio, give you some advice, give you some thoughts, and hopefully the way that we can help you invest your money. And if you can do that, you can call me and speak to me personally at 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LIDO. That's L-I-D-O, Lido Advisors, or check us out on the web at LidoAdvisors.com. That's Lido, L-I-D-O, advisors.com. We'll be right back. So moving on, we've talked about making sure if it's too good to be true, it is. Let's talk about performing due diligence on investments. Remember my rule, if it's too good to be true, it is, and remembering it's separation of church and state, keep that money separate. So let's talk about due diligence. So you've looked at an investment, you looked at an investment advisor, you looked at a fund, and you want to understand, how did they have their success? Was it luck? Was it skill? Was it both? So you need to understand the market conditions. So for example, if somebody walks into my office and shows me their track record investing in real estate since 2012, well, if they haven't made a whole boatload of money since 2012 investing in real estate, they're not very impressive, because the real estate market has done extremely well since the financial crisis and the lows in 2009. So I want to see how that person might have done in the 2008 crisis. That would be much more interesting to me than how much money they made over the last few years. So again, how many times they win, how many times they lose, how do they do in up markets versus down market? And you need to make an assessment of the risk that they're taking. That's one of the things that I find that clients just don't do a very good job of. They don't understand how much risk they're taking in their portfolio. So for example, you might invest in, you might say you have a positive return. This is very typical of most retail investors. Maybe you out there in the listening public are guilty of this. So you look at your statement
It's got a nice plus sign on it. You go, well, life is good. I made money. All is good. Then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter of 2018 comes along, and you see the S&P 500 drop almost 20% from peak to trough right before Christmas time. And all of a sudden, now you start looking, oh, gee, maybe I'm taking a little bit too much risk. I can't stand the volatility. And what do a lot of individual investors do? They end up selling at the absolute worst time. You've all heard of those stories. The statistics are pretty amazing. The average mutual fund return is X, and the average investor in that same mutual fund is always, not always, but very oftentimes, significantly less than the return of the fund. Why is that? That's because people are buying high and selling low. They're letting their emotions get them in the way or get in the way. So again, I want to make sure you understand what risk is about. So if you're saying your portfolio is earning 10%, let's just make up an easy number, and you're taking the same stock market risk or same risk as the stock market, let's just say. And in our world, we call that beta. So you have the same beta of the stock market. And if we just use the S&P 500 index as our guide, we'll say the S&P has a beta of 1.0. So if you're taking exactly the return risk parameters of the stock market, you should pretty much match the returns either in an up market or a down market. So if you take a 0.8 beta, in other words, you're taking 80% of the risk, you should go up 80% and down 80% and so on and so forth. So let's use an example that the market, and you have a 0.8 beta, okay? You have a 0.8 beta, that means you should make 80%. The stock market is up 10% and you're up 7%. And you go, well, I'm happy with 7, that seems pretty good. Well, actually, you were cheated. You should have gotten at least 8. You always want to look for alpha. You want to get, that's called outperformance relative to the market risk that you're taking. And that's one of the things that Lido Advisors, we strive for. We always are looking to figure out ways that we can get more units of return for every unit of risk that we deem appropriate for your portfolio. And that's what you should be doing too. I have a question for you. Does your money manager, does your financial advisor tell you how much risk you're taking, or do they just simply show you some basic benchmarks? If they're not explaining to you exactly how much beta or risk you're taking, they're only giving you half the story. I'm a big baseball fan. I'm a big Dodger fan, and the Dodgers score 7 runs, let's just say, and I only tell you that. They only scored 7 runs. Well, that sounds pretty good, but if I don't tell you the other team's score, what have I really told you? Nothing. Did they win? Did they lose? You don't really know because I only gave you half the story. That's exactly the same as if I said to you, I made 10% last year. Okay, well, how did you do that? Did you make it by investing in a very diversified portfolio with a very low beta? Or did you maybe put it all in a penny stock where you could have lost your entire investment, but you ended up making 10%? Do you see the difference there? They both ended up making the same amount, but one took way, way, way more risk than the other. So don't let your financial advisor hoodwink you and just say you made money. Ask them how much risk you're taking to make that money. To me, that's really critical. And to be successful over the long term, you need to understand how much risk you're taking. The most important rule of investing is what? Don't lose money. What's the second most important rule of investing? Refer to rule number 1. In other words, don't lose money if you can, or if you're going to lose money, certainly try to mitigate the losses as much as possible. At Lido, we always try to figure out what can go wrong before what can go right in evaluating investments for our clients. Obviously, there's always risk in any investment, and we want to make sure our clients understand how much risk they're taking and are they being rewarded for that success in investing with that risk that they're taking. Again, one of the things that's important to understand is how much risk is in your portfolio, and we'd be happy to analyze this for you if you'd like to give me a call and talk to me personally at 800-604-LIDO. That's 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LIDO. That's L-I-D-O. Lido Advisors, or check us out on the web at LidoAdvisors.com. That's Lido, L-I-D-O, advisors.com.
We'll be right back.